exit all but Montague, Lady Montague, and Benvolio.
Who set this ancient quarrel new abroach? Speak, nephew, were you by when it began?
Here were the servants of your adversary, and yours, close fighting ere I did approach. I drew to part them. In the instant came the fiery Tybalt, with his sword prepared, which, as he breathed defiance to my ears, he swung about his head and cut the winds, who nothing hurt withal hissed him in scorn. While we were interchanging thrusts and blows, came more and more, and fought on part and part, till the prince came, who parted either part.
Oh, where is Romeo? Saw you him today? Right glad I am he was not at this fray.
Madame, an hour before the worshipped sun peered forth the golden window of the east, a troubled mind drave me to walk abroad, where, underneath the grove of sycamore, that westward rooteth from the city's side, so early walking did I see your son. Towards him I made, but he was ware of me, and stole into the covert of the wood, I measuring his affections by my own, that most are busied when they're most alone, pursued my humor not pursuing his, and gladly shunned who gladly fled from me.